On courage. Cambridge Dictionary defined courage as the ability to do something you know is difficult or dangerous, and Oxford Dictionary defines it as strength in the face of pain or grief. What's the most courageous thing you've done? A quote from Didache Devotional. After reading this passage, I realize how courageous I have been. We rarely, if not at all, pat ourselves on the back for a job well done. We always sell ourselves short and are so unforgiving of ourselves when we try so hard to be forgiving of others. We don't acknowledge ourselves and our struggles much more than it needs to. And I am learning, slowly, to love myself more. To give myself a little more slack for just being and surviving. Against all odds, and despite the circumstances. Only a few months after my dad died, I was informed I was to lose my job and had to exit close to 80 people, including myself, for the next 6 months. Still unsure if it helped ease my grief, as I had to autopilot and just get the job done, as I always do. Soon after that, I was offered a job, a good job with good pay. Not having anything else at the time, I took it. It was one of the toughest times I've ever experienced, mentally and psychologically, still reeling from my dad's death, and soon after, I let the job go, not having a job or income to look forward to after, as I job haunted again. I landed another job, again, a good one with a good offer. Little did I realize how tough it would be again, undergoing transformation internally and externally. Extremely trying. And I am ashamed at even thinking to myself that I am job hopping again. Judging myself as if it was all my fault that I am thrown in these circumstances that wasn't entirely on me. Led by the circumstances. But here I am, faulting myself for being in this situation instead of lauding myself for being able to go through tough after tough after tough, despite and in spite being immersed still in my grief and bearing the burden of financial and economic difficulties all at the same time. I realize we don't give ourselves enough credit for staying so strong, for getting over our own pain and pushing on, for slowly addressing our obligations head on, despite hardship and pain. For realizing how you could ever thrive, both thrive and survive in such a tough environment despite and in spite of what you feel. So now, I give myself full credit for staying strong, for my own personal courage to just face the moment despite what I feel, for hoping and getting disappointed yet again at the hope of something new, for continuing to hope despite prejudice and utter hopelessness at what could be, for just being here, alive, caring for myself and my family despite what I'm going through inside and outside of myself. I breathe deeply, appreciating my strength, respecting my process, and just giving myself permission to feel exactly what it is that I'm feeling at this moment, to allow myself to be, despite what my mind is telling me. To stop judging myself, even for a moment, to just give myself the recognition it needs. No, I correct myself. Not the recognition it needs, but the recognition it deserves. Regardless what others might see or feel. That I am here, against all odds, still trying and thriving, and still becoming the utmost version of myself. For myself, for my family, and for God. And this is true courage, to face the world amidst your own pain, amidst your own grief, amidst your own demons and fears. The courage to just live. As I reread the passage, I hugged myself, telling myself, you know, you did great, you are spectacular. You are simply amazing, and I am so proud of you for who you were and what you have become, and are slowly transforming into for the last 3 years. Your toughest times, but also brought out what is most beautiful in you, showing you that you were swimming against the strongest of tides, yet shining despite all of it. Because you were meant to shine, God always made sure you do. So don't be so hard on yourself. You are exactly here for reasons that may not yet be revealed, but will be in time. So let your fears go and live. You were never just meant to survive, but to thrive and prosper in the glimmer of your own beauty. Allow yourself fully to be set free.